Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a tiny, but seriously useful DNB detail in Ableton Live 12, an AMEN-style impact that hits hard, stays tight, and barely touches your CPU. This is not about recreating a full breakbeat loop. We're making a short accent sound, something you can use at the end of an 8-bar phrase, right, before a drop returns, or to give a fill that extra bit of attitude. Think of it as a marker, not the main event. That mindset matters because in drum and bass, the drums and bass are already doing a ton of work. Your impact should support the arrangement, not fight it. So, let's keep the workflow lean and beginner-friendly. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading Drum Rack. Drum Rack is a great choice here because it keeps one-shot sounds organized and efficient. On one pad, load a short drum hit. If you have an AMEN slice from your own library, great. If not, use a snare heavy break slice, a kick snare hit, or even a single snare with a bit of room tone. The important thing is that it has a strong transient and some character. Now open that pad in Simpler. Set it to one-shot mode so the hit plays cleanly and fully when you trigger it. If needed, turn warp off for a tighter, more efficient playback. If the sample feels too long, trim it right away using the start and end controls. For this kind of impact, shorter is usually better. You want punch and attitude, not a long tail that smears into the next beat. A good beginner habit here is to listen for the first moment the sample becomes interesting, then trim away everything before and after that. In DNB, a hit that's focus almost always works better than a bloated one. Next, let's add some edge. Put drum bass after Simpler if you want a gritty, punchy tone with very little effort. Start with a small amount of drive and a bit of crunch. Keep boom off at first unless your sample really needs some extra body. The goal is to thicken the hit and bring out the bite, not turn it into a giant sub-heavy effect. If you prefer an even simpler option, use saturator instead. Add a little drive, turn soft clip on, and make sure your output isn't clipping too hard. That's it. One good saturation stage is often enough for this kind of sound. Now we clean it up with EQ8. This is where you make room for the rest of the track. High pass the very low end around 30 to 50 Hz if there's unnecessary rumble. If the hit sounds boxy, try a gentle cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If you want more snap, a small boost around 2 to 5 Khz can help. And if the top end gets harsh, soften it a little around 7 to 10 Khz. This step is important because in drum and bass, the sub weight belongs to the kick and bass line. Your impact should have attitude, but it shouldn't steal the foundation. If you want a little space, add a short reverb next. Keep it subtle. We're talking a small room feel, not a big wash. A short decay, low dry slash wet amount, and a little pre-delay can make the hit feel bigger without cluttering the mix. For a more jungle-flavored vibe, a touch more room can be nice. For a darker roller or neuro-influenced track, keep the space tight and controlled. A very useful tip here, always test the sound in the full arrangement, not just in solo. A hit that sounds massive on its own can disappear once the bass and drums come back in. In context, you may find you need less reverb, less drive, or a tighter tail than you first thought. Now shape the envelope so it behaves like an impact, not a loop. In Simpler, keep the attack at zero, shorten the decay, set sustain to zero, and use a modest release. If the sample still feels too long, trim the sample itself rather than relying only on the envelope. That gives you a cleaner, more efficient result. If the sound feels wide or unfocused, use utility to narrow it down a bit. For this kind of hit, mono is often safer and tighter, especially in bass-heavy music. A focused center punch tends to translate better on club systems. Now comes the musical part. Put the hit into a MIDI clip and place it where it actually helps the arrangement. Good spots are the end of a 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar phrase, the last half beat before a drop, or as a response to a bass stab or fill. That tiny accent can make the transition feel intentional and exciting. For example, in a 174 BPM roller, you might keep your groove steady for 7 bars, use a short fill in bar 8, then land the AMEN-style impact right before the main drop comes back in. That one moment can make the whole section feel much more alive. If you want to make this into a reusable workflow tool, group the chain into a rack and save it. Map a few macros to the most important controls like drive, EQ tone, reverb amount, and output level. Then you can quickly switch the same sound for different tracks. Less drive and less room for a clean roller. More grit for jungle. More mid-range bite and a tighter tail for darker, heavier material. And if your session starts getting heavy, bounce it to audio. This is one of the best CPU-saving habits you can build. Record a clean hit, consolidate it, and freeze or deactivate the instrument track when you're happy. That way you get the sound without keeping a lav device chain running all session long. A couple of extra coach notes here. First, think marker, not main event. This sound should point to a transition or accent, not compete with your kick and snare backbone. Second, leave headroom early. Don't build it too hot just because it sounds exciting in solo. Third, always check the tail against the next transient. In DNB, overlaps happen fast, and a tail that runs into the next kick or snare can muddy the whole phrase. If you want to level this up, make a few variations. Try one clean and tight, one gritty and jungle-like, and one darker and heavier. Put each version in a different phrase ending inside a 16-bar loop and listen to how the context changes the feel. Often, the strongest version is not the most processed one. It's the one that sits cleanly in the arrangement and gives the section a clear sense of movement. So the big takeaway is simple. Use a short, characterful drum source, keep the device chain lean, shape it with saturation and EQ, add only a little space if needed, and place it with musical intent. That's how you make an amen style impact that feels authentic, efficient, and ready for real drum and bass arrangement work. All right, build it, test it in context, and keep it moving. This tiny sound can do a live heavy lifting.